Chapter 8. Good Student.
He doesn't play the fantasy game at all.
He has never so much as chosen a figure, let alone come through the portal.
It's not possible that he hasn't discovered it.
He reset the preferences on his desk so that the invitation no longer pops up.
From which you conclude...
He knows it isn't a game. He doesn't want us analyzing the workings of his mind.
And yet he wants us to advance him.
I don't know that. He buries himself in his studies. For 3 months, he's been getting perfect scores on every test, but he only reads the lesson material once. His study is on other subjects of his own choosing.
Such as?
Vauban.
17th century fortifications? What is he thinking?
You see the problem?
How does he get along with the other children?
I think the classic description is loner. He is polite. He volunteers nothing. He asks only what he's interested in. The kids in his launch group think he's strange. They know he scores better than them on everything, but they don't hate him. They treat him like a force of nature. No friends, but no enemies.
That's important, that they don't hate him. They should if he stays aloof like that.
I think it's a skill he learned on the street, to turn away anger. He never gets angry himself. Maybe that's why the teasing about his size stopped.
Nothing that you're telling me suggests that he has command potential.
If you think he's trying to show command potential and failing at it, then you're right.
So, what do you think he's doing?
Analyzing us.
Gathering information without giving any. Do you really think he's that sophisticated?
He's stayed alive on the street.
I think it's time for you to probe a little.
And let him know that his reticence bothers us?
If he's as clever as you think, he already knows.
Bean didn't mind being dirty. He had gone years without bathing, after all. A few days didn't bother him. And if other people minded, they kept their opinions to themselves. Let them add it to the gossip about him. Smaller and younger than Ender. Perfect scores on every test. Stinks like a pig. That shower time was precious. That's when he could sign on to his desk as one of the boys bunking near him, while they were showering. They were naked, wearing only towels to the shower, so their uniforms weren't tracking them. During that time, Bean could sign on and explore the system without letting the teachers know that he was learning the tricks of the system. It tipped his hand just a little when he altered the preferences so he didn't have to face that stupid invitation to play their mind game every time he changed tasks on his desk. But that wasn't a very difficult hack, and he decided they wouldn't be particularly alarmed that he figured it out. So far, Bean had found only a few really useful things, but he felt as though he was on the verge of breaking through more important walls. He knew that there was a virtual system that the students were meant to hack through. He had heard the legends about how Ender, of course, had hacked the system on his first day and signed on as God. But he knew that while Ender might have been unusually quick about it, he wasn't doing anything that wasn't expected of bright, ambitious students. Bean's first achievement was to find the way the teacher's system tracked student computer activity. By avoiding the actions that were automatically reported to the teachers, he was able to create a private file area that they wouldn't see unless they were deliberately looking for it. Then, whenever he found something interesting while signed on as someone else, he would remember the location, then go and download the information into his secure area and work on it at his leisure, while his desk reported that he was reading works from the library. He actually read those works, of course, but far more quickly than his desk reported. With all that preparation, Bean expected to make real progress. But far too quickly he ran into firewalls. Information the system had to have but wouldn't yield. He found several workarounds. For instance, he couldn't find any maps of the whole station, only of the student accessible areas, and those were always diagrammatic and cute, deliberately out of scale. But he did find a series of emergency maps in a program that would automatically display them on the walls of the corridors in the event of a pressure loss emergency, showing the nearest safety locks. These maps were to scale, and by combining them into a single map in his secure area, he was able to create a schema of the whole station. Nothing was labeled except the locks, of course, but he learned of the existence of a parallel system of corridors on either side of the student area. The station must be not one but three parallel wheels, cross-linked at many points. That's where the teachers and staff lived, where the life support was located, the communications with the fleet. The bad news was that they had separate air circulation systems. The ductwork in one would not lead him to either of the others. Which meant that while he could probably spy on anything going on in the student wheel, the other wheels were out of reach. Even within the student wheel, however, there were plenty of secret places to explore. The students had access to four decks, plus the gym below A deck and the battle room above D deck. There were actually nine decks, however, two below A deck and three above D. Those spaces had to be used for something. And if they thought it was worth hiding it from the students, Bean figured it was worth exploring. And he would have to start exploring soon. His exercise was making him stronger, and he was staying lean by not overeating. It was unbelievable how much food they tried to force on him, and they kept increasing his portions, probably because the previous servings hadn't caused him to gain as much weight as they wanted him to gain. But what he could not control was the increase in his height. The ducts would be impassable for him before too long, if they weren't already. Yet using the air system to get him access to the hidden decks was not something he could do during showers. It would mean losing sleep. So he kept putting it off. One day wouldn't make that much difference. Until the morning when Dymac came into the barracks first thing in the morning and announced that everyone was to change his password immediately, with his back turned to the rest of the room, and was to tell no one what the new password was. "Never type it in where anyone can see," he said. "Somebody's been using other people's passwords?" asked a kid, his tone suggesting that he thought this an appalling idea. "Such dishonor!" Bean wanted to laugh. "It's required of all IF personnel, so you might as well develop the habit now," said Dymac. "Anyone found using the same password for more than a week will go on the pig list." But Bean could only assume that they had caught on to what he was doing. That meant they had probably looked back into his probing for the past months and knew pretty much what he had found out. He signed on and purged his secure file area on the chance that they hadn't actually found it yet. Everything he really needed there he had already memorized. He would never rely on the desk again for anything his memory could hold.